In studio with us this morning, we have Kelly Arno. She is the new executive director for the branches of North Attleboro, right across from the Triborough Plaza. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations. Another facility coming to our area, which desperately needed, I guess. First off, a little background on who Kelly is.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Dom. I have been with Benchmark Senior Living for the past 6 years. I most recently was the executive director at Forge Hill in Franklin. So I'm really excited to open this new project and be part of this new exciting team.
You were at Forge Hill in Franklin, mm-hmm. which is off of 495. Yeah. Another beautiful facility.
Yeah.
For some time, the branches of North Attleboro just basically was all a wooded area, okay? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, about a year or thereabouts or so for, started seeing a little movement in that area, some construction coming up. I know I've heard a lot of people say, uh-oh, another shopping plaza coming in right across from Triborough Plaza. And then down the line, we found out it was an assisted living center, which desperately needed in this area. But it's the closest one you have. You've got Forge Hill, and there's also one in Providence, too, right?
There's one in Providence. There's one in Mansfield.
Mm-hmm. And virtually all of New England.
So actually, we are the largest assisted living. We have the largest assisted living communities in New England. We mm-hmm. are privately owned and operated by a gentleman named Tom Grape, and based out of Waltham, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a lot throughout New England.
Now, first of all, I know this community should be happy to have it. How the community of North Attleboro feels about this? I mean, I'm sure things are going well for that.
We're hearing great things about it. I guess there was a lot of different things that were supposed to go into that spot, so mm-hmm. people are excited of what is going in there. We are a little bit unique to Benchmark, which is a new brand for Benchmark called The Branches. This community was is going to bring high quality care and experience to you, and what you deserve at a price that people can afford. The branches offers a warm, inviting social atmosphere with programs purposely designed to encourage meaningful connections.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be very nice for the community. I think we have a lot to offer within the community.
Yeah, I think. With being a busy roadway over there, I think, especially when the people start to move in. You recently had a ribbon cutting there with the chamber.
Yes.
How was that? I've recently seen the blue balloons at the entrance there.
So our welcome center is up and running, and we mm-hmm. have a model on site as well. So that will be wonderful. People can come take a look and see what we're building there. Our grand opening will be November 15th.
Wow.
So we're moving along fast. They just put the siding on the building today, and you can really see it really coming to form. But we do have a welcome center right on site there with information about the community, as well as a model that people can come mm-hmm. and tour. We are there 7 days a week, mm-hmm. So people can stop by anytime. We've been pretty busy since we've opened the door, so we're excited.
Now, with being a very busy area, especially there on the Tona Boulevard, as people start to move in and, you know, they get acquired and acclimated to the area, I don't even know if what's going to happen now with North Attleboro. You've got the plaza right across the street. You've got some restaurants there. You've got, you know, anything you want, the Shaw's supermarket. I'm sure down the line they're going to be looking at possibly more crosswalks or what have you. Or will there be a shuttle if they want to go to the supermarket area?
There will be, but there is. They were actually there yesterday doing the lights. So there mm-hmm. That is part of the project. They are going to do the lights there, slowing down the traffic there, mm-hmm. having more of a crosswalk, putting up another light there. That was part of the plan when they put that in. We will have transportation, but we do anticipate a lot of our residents using that plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason we chose that area is we want our residents to have access to other other things besides just the community. That's what our residents are really demanding. They would like to be able to access the Shaw's Plaza or maybe get their nails done or go over to Wendy's for a cup of coffee. They don't want to just be in our community. We do offer three meals a day, and we do offer lots of activities, but people want more than that. We're seeing a little change in what people are asking for when they come to assisted livings.
Like the other assisted living centers in the area, I'm sure after people get acclimated and living in there, as you was mentioned off the air earlier, there'll be other programs going on, entertainment programs as well, I'm sure.
Yes, lots of programs. And we're really going to take the cue from the residents, what they want to see offered in the community. So typically we do have wonderful exercise programs, art programs, music programs. There's a total variety of things. I'm sure many residents want to participate in the YMCA or the library. I mean, North Attleboro has a lot to offer to our residents, too, and we want to take advantage of that.
What are you looking as far as, after it's all completed, how many residents can be living in there?
So there'll be 104 residents in the community. We will have a memory care community as well as assisted living. So our memory community, we can have about 28 residents there.
So you're looking at how many apartments there, basically.
So there'll be 104 apartments.
Okay, 104 apartments. All right, that's great. I mean, other than I know Forge Hill has how many now?
97.
Yeah, I was going to say and what I've seen in some of these other facilities throughout the area. It's always upkept very, very well. Beautiful. I mean, it's virtually spotless and. You've got some great people, though. You've got some great people that you hire, though.
We do. We're very, very fortunate. We take good care of our associates, but we have amazing associates. And if I were going to say what makes a community, it's the people that work for me.
Yeah.
And we are really working hard to have that be an amazing, amazing staff. I have already hired most of my department head team, which all come from Benchmark. And I'm looking to hire, we'll probably have about 80 associates working for us when we're all said and done.
Wow. You know, being in North Attleboro and some of your other facilities, you always look for the right place. Is that difficult sometimes for the team looking for the right place to build a brand new facility?
It is. It's a big process too because they have to get the permitting, the signage, all the things that go along with it. And typically, I think they've had this land for about 4 years to get all through the permitting. This was unique. This is unique to Benchmark because we did want to make it a little bit more affordable. So our apartments are all studio apartments with their own private bathrooms.
Plenty of parking too.
Plenty of parking. And they really wanted to make sure that people had access to other areas. Also convenient to the highway for families visiting the residence. People are busy, so we have to make it very convenient for people to come in and out of the community.
Yeah, and are you out of Forge Hill now?
I am.
Okay,
you're
out of Forge Hill. And you were there for how long now?
2 years, and then I was 4 years at Plymouth Crossings.
Now, how long has Forge Hill been there now?
Forge Hill has been there 15 years.
15 years. Yeah, and that's another convenient, nice place to
be. It's beautiful.
You know, kind of like overlooking the highway 495. Is that off of the King Street exit or is it the one beyond that?
So it's exit 17.
17.
And it's very convenient to the highway, but it does feel very private when you're there.
Yeah.
Which we have a really nice way of doing that. You know, right now our Welcome Center sits right on Robert Turner Villabard, but when it's all said and done, the building is really a little bit back, and we'll have all kinds of trees and gardens and fencing and so forth that it really will feel quite private.
Yeah, when you go to other facilities, and as I said, looking at your website recently, virtually just about every state in New England, there is something going on. Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, all over the place.
All over New England, and we actually are just opening a brand new community in New York next year.
Oh, wow.
That's our first into New York.
Wow, great.
So the company's philosophy is to go as far south as D.C., far west is Pennsylvania. Not to become too big,
right.
Still remaining private, still remaining being able to control how we do things. We've been in business for 20 years. We're celebrating our 20-year anniversary this year.
Nice.
This is a very good vision. We've been doing it for a long time. We're not new to this industry.
Mm-hmm.
We anticipate the demands of our residents, which is why we're building this community. Our residents have changed, Dom.
Sure.
You know, they used to be all the World War II vets and their wives.
Right.
And now they're a different generation, and their demands are a little different. And that's what we think the Branches is going to offer. A little bit of difference, differentiator from what we've done in the past.
When you're starting to, of course, still look for people to work there. One thing about all the facilities, you get professionals, but you also look through the community as well. You want to hire as much local people as well.
I do. Actually, that's exactly what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So we, as I mentioned before, we would probably have about 80 employees. We're looking for CNAs, nurses, housekeeping, program people. There's a lot of people that work in our community, mm-hmm. and it's a pretty unique place to work. It's not often that people get to work in somebody's home,
right? Yeah,
and really get to know these remarkable people who have lived amazing lives, and
some great stories that you'll start hearing.
Amazing stories. I think they keep me grounded. They tell me what's important in life, and I've learned a lot from being in this industry.
Yeah.
So it's a very rewarding job. And I think people, when they come to work for Benchmark, find that. I always say, I hire for heart. Hire for heart. And those are the people that do the best with the residents. It's very intimate, what we're doing. It's very personal. But it's very rewarding and very... It makes people feel at the end of the day that somebody cares about them and they can live productive lives because somebody helped them out.
Something that I have seen, not just locally, at other facilities in our area, something that I see a lot of residents want, and I'm sure the Branches will do this, is a social hour during the afternoon, you know, some wine and cheese, mm-hmm. because they don't want to, okay, they're one of our greatest people out there, some of our greatest assets, from our seniors out there. They don't want to get shut away and thrown in the gutter or someplace like that. I mean, it's a bad way to say it, but they still want to go on with life. They want to do something that they've done for years at their own homes. So you do have entertainment, but you also have some of these nice, relaxing events, like a wine and cheese mm-hmm. event. It would be at night or in the afternoon. But, I saw them when I was telling you earlier, some of the music, when I used to do music over at Canterbury Woods. Not Canterbury Woods. I'm trying to think the place right here on South Main Street, Christopher Heights.
Yeah,
Christopher Heights. 2-3 in the afternoon, they would go out on a Wednesday afternoon. They'd come in and have a little libation with their cheese, and I think that's something that they still enjoy doing.
You're absolutely right, and that's part of the reason. So this is pretty unique to the Branches as well. We have actually two dining options mm-hmm. at the Branches. So we have a full service restaurant called Twigs, which will serve all three meals during breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and great variety on that. And then we have something called the Tap, and mm-hmm. that is really a bistro. It's going to be in the main lobby, which the lobby is very open and very available to everybody. It's a see-through fireplace, and it's very warm and intimate. And it literally has a countertop bar that we will serve light fare. So we'll have, grab-and-go snacks, grab-and-go soups and sandwiches and salads. But, we will have a happy hour at 4:30. Yeah. And I do agree with you. There's something about that social piece, that checking in with people at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Hey, what did you do today? And the nice thing about it being an assisted living community is that you do have something to talk about what you did all day.
Right.
You saw somebody, you did something, was rewarding to you. We also are going to really try to reach out to the greater community of North Attleboro and Attleboro to get volunteer programs. There's a lot of kids that now have to do volunteer hours. I was fortunate at Forge Hill. We had a lot of high school kids mm-hmm. within our community. But there's a lot of choirs out there. There's a lot of different activities that people can bring into the community as well as going out to the community. So we want to see that happen.
Tell us, first of all, we have Kelly Arno, who is the executive director over at the Branches of North Attleboro. Basically, Kelly, tell us first of all how people can get in touch with you. And at some point, I know you have a brand new website up as well.
We do. We do have a brand new website. We are available every day. Mm-hmm. We're there 7 days a week, so I have a great staff. I have Joanne Kluke and Helen Hames, who is my sales team. They've both been with Benchmark for a long time. So we are at the Welcome Center 7 days a week. You can hop on our website, and also our you know, you can call us by phone. But we are amazed at how many people just stop on by, mm-hmm. and we love that. Yesterday we had seven people just pop in to tour, and that's part of being in the Welcome Center. But we're excited that there are so many people that are interested in what we're doing, and we've gotten very little resistance to the price point, what we're putting, mm-hmm. with the product we're having. People are very positive about what we're building in town. I've heard a lot of what you said before. Oh, it was going to be a car dealership or a convenience store, right. So they're excited that this is what's going into the branches is going to be there and be part of the community, mm-hmm. and we welcome people to stop on by. You can call us up to get information. We can mail out information. Anything I can do to get you connected with what we're doing there.
Right. And give your phone number and your website again for us.
So the branches are our website. Our phone number is 508-455. I think I had it myself too.
I wrote it down too. I have it here. Now I can't find it now for some reason. We'll get that for you in just a few moments. We'll find that. That's pretty bad. But what we'll do that while we're doing that, we're going to take a quick break with Kelly and be back in just a couple of moments. So stay with us here on AM 1320.
Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition will hold its annual statewide Against the Tide swim, kayak, walk, run, and or aquathon event at Hopkinton State Park on Saturday, June 17th from 7 a.m. to noon. The event consists of competitive and recreational swims, recreational kayak, fitness walk, and USATF certified 5K and 10K runs. Participants of all ages and abilities can choose one, two, or three of these exciting activities. You can visit mbcc.org/swim for more information and to register.
Community VNA, with offices at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro, offers a wide variety of community-based health and supportive services to people of all ages. These programs are designed to maintain and improve our clients' well-being and quality of life. Community VNA is an experienced, compassionate home health agency certified by the state and federal government and has been named to Home Care Elite's 500, putting our agency in the top 5% of the nation for quality care. For more information, visit our website at www.communityvna.com or call us at 508-222-0118.
All right. Kelly Arno from the branches of North Attleboro is with us this morning. So we do have your website and your phone number once again.
Yes, so it's thebranchesLifestyle.com. So you can get information on there. There's a lot of information on the website. And our phone number is 508-455-4095.
Okay. And one thing that you did mention already is November 15th, the grand opening. Bells and whistles and everything else hopefully will come on. One thing that I know, being also a member of the Chamber of Commerce myself for 15 years now, what you do see a lot of times, and especially with events like that and being a member of the Chamber, is you do a lot of networking. You know, you get to know different people. You don't know who's standing or sitting next to you at some point. You know, being in your facility, you know, you've probably have gone to many events like that as a member of Chambers now. But there's always a good time to get to those places, you know, when they have events, because you never know who's sitting next to you. Talk a little bit about that, because I know you, as I said, you know you're now a new member of the Chamber, but you've gone to these in the past.
Yes, I have, and you know, I'm very excited to be a member of this Chamber. You know, I met with Jack when I first came to town. He encouraged us to become members of the Chamber. They've been very beneficial to us already. They've introduced us for you and very mm-hmm. many other people, and you're absolutely right. It is all part of it. You don't ever know who is going to need this mm-hmm. this kind of lifestyle. You know, it could be that somebody you think wouldn't need it, their mother needs it, or they were at a party and they were just talking about something who needs something like this. But it does take a village to do a community mm-hmm. like this. So there's always somebody who might be able to help you out with photography or radio spots or advertising. You know, they might know somebody who was a wonderful nurse that they worked with in the past. So you never know who you're going to come in contact with, and it really makes it bigger than just us. And I mm-hmm. think that is part of what the Branches is saying, that it's not one facility or one community. It's a bigger community than just mm-hmm. us. And connections really do matter to us in general. You know, our tagline for Benchmark is elevating human connections. And I think that that speaks loudly mm-hmm. when you talk about business to business, community to community, people to people, resident to resident, staff to resident.
Sure.
All that really is resonates with me.
Hearing it in your voice, I can hear the passion about your job. What do you really love about your job? I mean, I know with the community, with the residents as well, but there's got to be a lot more in there.
As I mentioned before, there's three. When you're an executive director, you work in somebody's home.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of bosses. I have residents that I need to take care of,
sure.
and are wonderful and give back to me so much. I have my associates who couldn't take care of my residents without them, so I need to take care of them, and I make sure they enjoy coming to work every day and being part of what we do, mm-hmm. and the families. The families are also my customers. That's a difficult thing to have an aging parent that you know you're responsible for your job during the day and you're responsible for your parent in the day as well. So I need to support them. So it is a very unique job, but at the end of the day, it's always interesting, mm-hmm. and I love what I do.
Here's something that I just thought when I jotted down. When I was in 7th and 8th grade back in Providence, I went to a Catholic school, and what we would do, we would go to a local nursing center, Golden Crest, mm-hmm. Smithfield Avenue, Smithfield Road, and we would go once a week, and we did that for almost 2 years, and we got a thrill out of it. I mean, myself and another student would go down to, you know, the gentlemen, and then the girls from that would go on the other side, and they would go see. Is that something that some of our facilities are doing, or they still do that? So for some of the middle schools and even some of the high schools, but mostly some of the elementary schools,
we do.
Go in there and have the kids kind of talk one-on-one with some of the people.
We do that a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. we were really fortunate to have that at Forge Hill, and I have that in Plymouth Crossings as well. There, you know, I have in the past always hired a lot of high school kids to work, mm-hmm. especially in my dining facility. And you can see the friendships just flourish. And they ask advice to the residents. Yeah. They'll say to the residents, hey, I'm thinking about going to this college. What do you think I should do? Or what did you do? And the residents give amazing advice. Mm-hmm. And it's a powerful thing that happens. And I think, like you just mentioned, it sticks with people.
Yeah, it
becomes part of who they are and what they do. We'll reach out to schools to, you know, volunteer or be part of it or do a craft with the residents. I mean, there's a lot of things that people can gain from our residents. Mm. I was fortunate. My son worked at one of my communities, and I remember he was probably 17 years old, and he said, Mom, do you know how much they know? Those residents know so much. I said, I know. They've been through a lot.
Yeah.
They've experienced a lot of things in life. Average age of Fort Hill was 90 years old.
Yeah.
I think average age. I had a 104-year-old woman. She could tell you stories, and the things she saw were just amazing.
Yeah, you really learn a lot about America and Iran. One quick story that I had that I remember with this gentleman, he was a World War II vet. He was in his 70s, 80s, whatever. But he was a Japanese American, mm-hmm. and he remembers fighting in the Pacific during World War II. And he was originally from that area and moved with his extended family back to Rhode Island back in the 70s. And just telling him, just hearing him the stories that, you know, being, you know, an Asian, you know, and saying that he was fighting, the way he has said it, his name was Victor. I remember mm-hmm. his name, Victor. And this was going back in 1972, I remember this. But he says that he was fighting for America, but he was also fighting his race, you know, and it was sad because you didn't know who was, you know, on the other side. But one thing that he did say to me is that he would do it all over again.
Yeah.
He would do it all over again. And one other thing that I do remember from he and a lot of the other people that we did see on a weekly basis is they would ask us to bring things for them. You know, we would ask the nursing center, is it okay to bring stuff? You know, and they, you know, they'd have to say, oh, well, we'll check with us. This gentleman, all he wanted was Planters peanuts. He wanted just the cashews, and I would bring him a full jar every single Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we would sit there and eat that for, and we were there for about 2.5 hours. And by the time our moms picked us up, well, they were there too, but by the time we got a ride back around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he had basically, he would tell me, don't forget to bring me another bottle of peanuts. By the time I got back the following day, I said to him, I says, how did you make out with the peanuts? He says, oh, they were gone by the time you left. Like, so, and he just, he had, but it, you know, and it's just little things like that. That, and you know what the sad thing about it is, some of the people that we saw didn't have anybody, no families, nobody to come and see them and stuff. It's different though. It is different nowadays. You know, it's yes and no, but it's different with a lot of these assisted living centers. There's always somebody to talk to.
There is. And assisted living is a little more unique.
Yeah.
I mean, people do pay privately to live here. So, and families are usually very, very involved with the choice to make come here. So we are fortunate. We do have a lot of families, which I love. I mean, that's one thing I love about the assisted living is that you really do get to know people's extended families, mm-hmm. their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren. We recently had a party for a 90th birthday party for somebody at Forge Hill, and they had 45 people there, all generations there, and they used our community because we have so much space. And
that beautiful,
you know,
piano that's in there, too.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. And people get to use that space. And I think sometimes people think, oh, I have to downsize mm-hmm. my home. But when you get to the community, it really is like living in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of varied space. Now, on our new community and the branches, we actually built a family kitchen. So it's a family kitchen. Anyone can reserve it. Has a big, huge farmer's table, kitchen, cooking facilities. So people can reserve it and have their families there, opposed to going out to their family's house. They can still feel as though they're entertaining.
Mm.
And certainly people can always invite their loved ones for lunch or dinner or breakfast. I mean, that's commonplace.
Yeah.
And we always eat. There's lots of eating going on all the time. We're always celebrating somebody's birthday or somebody's celebration or Father's Day, Mother's Day. There's lots of things always going on. So there's lots of, it's a happy place.
Mm.
It's a very happy place.
Being now the executive director there and at some of the other facilities, can someone, if requested, can they stay with their loved ones, you know, for an overnight, you know, if somebody needed, you know, mom or, you know, the daughter wanted to stay or whatever?
Certainly. This is their home.
Right.
So it's a rental of an apartment. This is a social model, not a medical model. So it's different from a nursing home. It's a social model, not a medical model.
Mm-hmm.
So people can stay with their loved ones. And especially at end of life, we encourage that. So if somebody's on hospice and needs to be with their loved one, you know, that's a very difficult time for the families,
sure.
But we can help support them. And that we typically will bring them meals and help them support them through the whole process. It is not unusual to have a family member come and stay with their parent, you know, just for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
This is their parent's home. So we want that to happen.
Yeah, the nice thing about that, as you said earlier, there's a lot of work that goes on. You know, it's not just the facade. You know, you hire groundskeepers, you know, what have you, you know, housekeepers, whatever, inside and outside. There's always something to do there. And it does show. I mean, some of your facilities that you have been at and have seen and worked for, you also got to be very proud of the staff, even the people who are behind the scenes, not just the front line. People behind the scenes, they could be the person, restroom attendants or cleaning up things, whatever. Everybody has as important role as possible in these places.
Absolutely. So my background is hotel restaurant. Mm-hmm. I worked for Hyatt for years. So I always think I still work in a service industry. Yeah. This is a service industry. And I do think it feels like the hotel when I work there. Yes, we provide care. But above all, people pay a lot of money to live with us.
Sure.
They expect and should expect service. So when I walk the building every morning like I do, I'm looking to make sure that everything looks like it should look, mm-hmm. like they're paying to live there,
because
they are. And the food should be restaurant quality, and the service should be restaurant quality, the housekeeping should be restaurant quality. People should be able to expect to live in that type of environment. And I'm very proud of the communities that we have. They are beautiful and well kept, and everyone has a smile on their face, and that's what we encourage. And you know, we do help by we wear name tags every day so that people know who's taking care mm-hmm. of them. We're lucky that we have a lot of the same staff day to day. We have a good tenure in our company, so we do have the same staff. I think that's very reassuring for our residents. People should demand that, and they should expect that, and they will expect that if they live where I manage, for yeah. sure.
Now, as you said, big grand opening is on the 15th of November, which is literally right around the corner as we get into this the summer. When can people expect to to put resumes in? I mean, anytime
right. or so. You can stop by anytime and fill out an application. We have applications at the community, at the Welcome Center. Please stop by and fill out an application. And we will do job fairs. Actually, after this, I'm leaving the Holiday Inn to book the job fair first week of September.
Nice.
And we will have a job fair then. And then we will expect that people will start probably around October 1st. And we do extensive training. So Benchmark is known for their extensive training. So we will do about 2 weeks worth of training for our associates before they get onboarded and get onto the community. I've had a lot of long-term employees want to come work here too. So that's really encouraging to me too. I'm really excited to build a new team. I had an amazing team at Forge Hill, amazing team at Plymouth Crossings, and I can't wait for this team at North Attleboro. There's something kind of fun about starting a new community too.
Right.
Everything is clean and new and fresh, and we'll all come together and open up together in November, and I think this will be a very successful community.
What other thing that I remember that we've talked about off the air earlier is the stories that you will get to know some of these people, you, your staff, and people that will come in here. As I mentioned, some of the stories that I heard years ago, they're very, very historic, mm-hmm. very historical stories. You may be sitting with someone in the day room or what have you that fought in the Second World War. My father-in-law, who passed away in 2009, was in the Honor Guard with General MacArthur. Mm-hmm. I mean, now, you know, but you never know who you're going to stay.
No.
You're going to be next to, if I can get it out correctly. I was recently talking to a gentleman at Christopher Heights a couple of years ago, and he was telling me, he has since passed, he told me that he was, he actually opened up for Tommy Dorsey back in the late 30s, and actually got to know Glenn Miller a little bit as well when he came to the base. I said, well, what did you do for Tommy Dorsey? He says, I was a stand-up comic. I worked in vaudeville, and they needed somebody to entertain some of the troops. So I got up. I wasn't getting paid. I got up. And you never know who these people are going to be. As I said, you get to hear some great stories out there. And I think that's still one of my favorite eras, these people who are still with us. You know, we miss all these people who are no longer with us, but you know, you try to get to know these people who are in their 70s, 80s, 90s, because sometimes they say, you know, the forgotten age is, you know, forgotten era, but you really get to know history here in America and beyond.
You do. And it's amazing. I had a World War II veterans luncheon last year. And these people went off to war at 18 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids can't even make a, you know, a sandwich. But at 18 years old, they went off to war, and they married, and they were amazing people. And some of them had to give up their schooling,
yeah,
and go off to war. But they built amazing things, and they did some powerful things throughout the company, the country.
They really did, you know. And it's, and when you come to a place like the Branches of North Attleboro, you're probably going to do the same thing. People are going to come in there and learn and listen to these stories. And as you said, as people start to putting their names in and so, you're doing that now, though.
Yes, we are taking deposits. But you know what happens? It's nice that people they know each other's stories,
yeah,
too. So they have friends again. I think that's very powerful, Dom. A lot of people have lost their spouse.
Sure, yeah.
They've lost a lot of their closest friends. And they come to our community and they can connect with somebody again that understands where they're coming from, understands what it was like to go to war or save our house or come back from a war and buy a house or do, you know, raise a family in the 1950s. They
right.
understand what that was like. Sometimes the children can't relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very settling to people when they meet other people who are like them and did things like they did. So they become friends again. And again, I don't think until you lose friends, you understand how much friends are needed.
Yeah, exactly right.
So we are starting to take deposits. We are very excited about that. People are selecting their apartments, and they're putting their places in for our October 30th, we're supposed to get the keys, and then mm-hmm. we have to go for licensing with the Office of Elder Affairs,
right,
and then
yeah.
we'll open in November. Our first resident will probably move in the week of November 15th.
Wow, I think it's going to be a big opening, that's for sure.
I think
it's going to be great. All right, Kelly Arno, the Executive Director for the Branches of North Attleboro, here with us, talking about this brand new facility. Can't wait to see this when it gets open. But as she said, you can get down there and tour it if you want to. We're going to take a quick break. Jim Corbin standing by with the latest updates once again, and our forecast coming up in just a couple of moments.
On June 19th at 6:30 p.m., the Attleboro Public Library will host People to People in Cuba. The event will feature two recent travelers to Cuba sharing photos and conversations with Cubans about their country in transition. The audience will hear about music, history, the revolution, art, salsa, cars, everyday living, and more. For more information and to register for the event, visit the library's website, attleborolibrary.org, and look for the event calendar. Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090. The 11th annual Butterfly 5K will be held on Sunday, August 13th at World War I Park in North Attleboro. The mission of the race is to maintain and expand Julia's Garden and Playground located at the World War I Park. Break your personal record on this net downhill USATF certified 5K course. The 5K start is at the gate of the World War I Memorial Park at 401 Elmwood Street in North Attleboro. The kids' race starts by Julia's Playground at the top of World War I Park. For more information on the race or to volunteer, visit butterfly5k.com.
Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
All right, back with us with Jim Corbin joining us in just a moment or two. He'll give us our final update on the morning, at least this portion of the morning. Of course, he'll be joining Paul Healy coming up in our next hour with another update on the forecast. Coming up to 8:46, 64 degrees with some cloud cover right now. Kelly Arno, the executive director, the new executive director for the Branches of North Attleboro, is our guest in studio. The BranchesLifestyle.com is the new website, and there you can get to them by contacting contacting at 508-455-4095. 455-4095. If you want to do a tour, yes, contact them as soon as possible, because I can just imagine the places will probably get sold out soon, hopefully. That's what they're looking for. A nice, great place. If you don't know where it is, it's right across from the Triborough Plaza on Turner Boulevard in North Attleboro, right conveniently located either off of 95 or 295 as well. Jim will be joining us in just a moment or two. I think that's the convenient way. Even the Forge Hill was right off of 495. You get to these places and they're very conveniently located to not only highways but bus routes as well.
Absolutely. That's for staff as well as families.
Mm-hmm. And I think, as you said, as you start to look at the new opening, staff getting excited?
Oh, very excited. Very excited. We have an amazing team. Last night I had all my sister communities come in to view the property.
Mm-hmm.
They were excited about it. My team has been together. We were fortunate to hire a lot of people from within Benchmark. So mm-hmm. my team's all been together since June. Everyone will start permanently probably in September, our department head team. But it's just a great group of people who are passionate about what we do every day, who love taking care of seniors and their families, and are really excited to open a new property. There's something very exciting about a new property. We got to walk the building the other day. So it is under construction, obviously. So we were in our hard hats and our boots walking the building. But the space is just amazing. We have a fitness facility. We have a great lobby, two restaurants, a beautiful library, activity areas. And I think every time we build a new property, we do it just a little better and a little smarter. So the things that, you know, maybe bother me about a 15-year-old building are so improved in a brand new building.
Yeah. Where is it located in Plymouth?
So Plymouth is right on South Street in Plymouth.
Okay.
Plymouth Crossings, right on South Street, right off the highway
as
well.
Oh, yeah, right. I know exactly where that is. Yeah. As you said, when they're looking at a facility to open it up, they're looking at convenience, you know, right, you know, on different routes. So I think that's always a good smart way. And you can just imagine how many people you're going to be getting very shortly for the branches. All right, Jim, standing by once again with our final update of the morning. Jim?
Well, Don, we've got sort of filtered sunshine out there right now. The best weather today is this morning through early afternoon. That's when eventually we'll get into some rain showers. It is raining now in parts of New York State, also central northern Vermont, but that's going to stay away for several more hours. High temperatures today, upper 60s, might even quickly reach 70 for a short time before the rain showers move in. Do expect showers this evening if you're going to be heading out. Again, nothing too serious, no real lightning or anything like that. Temperatures falling back to the low and mid-60s, and then more scattered showers tomorrow. So for the outdoor activities, you might dodge a rain shower here and there, but most of the day will be dry. Just noticeably more humid over the weekend, mid to upper 70s tomorrow, 80 or a little higher on Sunday, sun and clouds, chance of a shower. Typical, almost like midsummer conditions over the weekend into early next week, Monday and Tuesday, warm and humid with scattered showers. Again, most of the time not raining, and then it'll start to get a little bit cooler and less humid as we go into Friday. So we'll have to dodge a few rain showers here and there, but no major storms are indicated.
Okay, sounds good, Jim. Well, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you back on Monday then.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Kelly Arno, the executive director for the branches of North Attleboro, is in studio with me. I did have another question for you. I know when you got in here before 8 o'clock this morning, we met for the first time, for a few moments. One thing that I did remember saying to you, as I said, for a little over a year now, I'm over at the casino up in Plainridge, in Plainville. That is something that a lot of the seniors don't mind going to. I know a lot of the senior centers have events going on every once in a while. Some of the other casinos have the same thing as well. Some of our residents from other facilities, including the branches, may want to try it as well. Maybe they've been, you know, down in the area, they've been there. But that's something that they can do as well, right?
Absolutely. We actually, at Forge Hill, that's probably one of our most well-attended events, mm-hmm. is when we go to the casinos. They do love that. But we We do reach out to other, we go to restaurants probably two, three times a month.
Mm-hmm.
We go out to the casinos. We hope to take advantage of the PPAC, the art museum. There's so many things to offer in this local area that we, you know, it will add value to the local community as well, because we are going to take our residents out into the bigger, mm-hmm. bigger community of North Attleboro, Attleboro area. We think that that will be wonderful. People want it. You know, maybe there's a special restaurant, Luciano's. We hosted two events there, introducing this community. It was both well mm-hmm. attended. So we know there's a lot in this area that people want to be part of, and that's part of the reason we chose this area, is because it does offer so much.
Yeah, and I was just looking at the newspaper this morning. Luciano's is opening a brand new restaurant right in on, I think it's 1A in North Attleboro by the end of August. So there's another new facility that some of the people...
Oh, they were spectacular. Yeah. They did a great job. But there's so many great restaurants. There's so many great offerings in this. When we was doing the research, I was floored by how many great vendors you have in this area. Uh-huh. I mean, which is nice to be part of the chamber, because I know I can support that and get to know those people. It's very important to me that we don't just become our only community. Yeah. The Branches is bigger than just the Branches. There's a bigger community out there that I want my residents and my associates to be a part of.
Mm. You know, I was the other day when I was at work, there was an elderly gentleman. In fact, he probably was in his mid to late 80s, and he was there with, you're going to love this one, he was there with his older sister, who was 97 mm-hmm. years old, mm-hmm. and they were planning on he does not look in his upper 80s, because I see him a lot of times. And the sister, I've seen her a couple of times as well. He was wheeling her in the wheelchair along with his son, who was behind them. They were telling me, I see them a lot of times on a Wednesday afternoon, and he was telling me, his name is Anthony, and he drives all the way from Narragansett, Rhode Island, for one day out of the week to bring his sister, who was, you know, in her upper 90s, to the casino. Yeah, she's been, you know, a couple of times to Twin River, but he told me, and she was telling me this past Wednesday I saw her. She said that because we're a non-smoking facility, she had asthma when she was mm-hmm. younger. And she says she's so happy to come in to a place, you know, that it is non-smoking, that is virtually, you're not fighting for, you know, stairs. You're not fighting for, you know, a million people and a half mm-hmm. here and there. In fact, the funny thing is they just came from Mohegan last Saturday, and like, they loved it. They saw music and stuff like that. But when they said, I like coming here because, I mean, okay, if it's an hour drive, who cares? But you're going to have some of those people who want to go all over the place, and they don't mind driving. If they know they're going to have a good time, they do not mind right. going where they're going to go.
Right. And we do have transportation available. We do have a Branches van that mm-hmm. will be able to take people, as well as we are partnering with some drive services too, so people can get picked up and dropped off when they want to at their convenience.
Mm-hmm.
So we're partnering with some of those drive services as well.
Yeah, that same person that I saw just the other day, I know he's going to be there next week, because he asked me about the horse racing over there. And mm-hmm. I don't follow the horse racing over there, because that's a whole different thing. But he said, and I told him when the dates were. And he says, well, if I can get my sister up here, because she loves the ponies, she says. That's exactly what she says. She says she loves the ponies. But, I and that's exactly what you see. That's another great story that, you won't know unless these people come. You know, that's why I think you and your staff are going to be very, very excited about being in this area.
Yeah, I do.
You're from where now?
I'm actually from Sandwich, Mass.
All right, so you're down that area from the Cape.
I came here 495, so I have a long commute, but yeah. But I, you know, I love living on the Cape, and I started out in Plymouth, so it was close. I do have a sister-in-law that lives in North Attleboro, so in a storm, I can stay in her house. But the commute doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
I don't hit any traffic. I just drive up, drive back.
Now, on the facility right now, what's going on inside that trailer right now?
So in the trailer, we have a lot of tours coming in and out, mm-hmm. a lot of people asking for information. The building is so excited to watch every day. We come in every day. We never know what's going to be the new thing that's going up. Today I came in and all the siding was on the pretty blue. They're doing a navy blue and light blue siding that's and the white on the top. So that's all starting to go up today. It's really starting to take shape. The portico is there so that people can drive under the carport to pick people up and people off. So every day is unique. You never know. You can pull in and it's amazing how much is done on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to flock to the branches of North Attleboro. You said November the 15th is the grand opening. As we start to wrap things up, Kelly, first of all, I want to thank you for coming down. This facility, always open for, you know, for more information about this. You and some of your staff are more than welcome to come back here to the studio. Basically, as we start to wrap things up once again, tell us what you're looking forward to this, you know, in the next couple of months and as we get into fall.
Well, I know it's going to be busy. I keep on hearing it's going to be busy. What I think I'm most excited about is to meet all these new, wonderful people that I'm going to get to know. My new staff, my new residents, the new families. I'm happy for everyone to have a fresh new start and be able to, you know, have this lifestyle that is very unique. People say to me all the time, you know, when I first got into this business, people be like, oh, I don't want to move to assisted living. Most people now come in the door and go, who wouldn't want to live in assisted living? You get meals, entertainment, people to take care of you. We laugh a lot. We have a lot of fun. And we work hard, but at the end of the day, it's a very, very rewarding job.
I think it's going to be a rewarding thing. Once again, phone number and how you people can get in touch with you to have tours.
So thebranchslifestyle.com is our website. Our phone number is 508-455-4095. Mm-hmm.
And you are available anytime.
Seven days a week.
All they just need to do is contact you guys. If they can come in and basically take a look at the place. And you said you do have one available right now as kind of like a model place.
Yep, we have a model right on site.
Mm-hmm. So very easy to do it right off the highway. And once again, I want to thank you for coming down.
Thanks,
and good luck down the line.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure, too. All right. That's going to wrap it up for yours truly here on this Friday morning. We hope everyone has an enjoyable weekend, including Father's Day out there as well. And, of course, we'll be back bright and early starting at 6 o'clock Monday morning. Enjoy.